Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I'm a believer and not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. All right, you may be seated on tonight. Thank you for standing, because I'm going to be still standing. Amen. Tonight we're just going to refresh you a little bit and give you just a word of encouragement on tonight. Pastor started a new series called Running with the Giants. And I tell you that it really was inspiring, and also that he also, just before this series, he was on Bold Faith, and it just ties in together, let us know that if we just work this word, nothing is going to be impossible for us to do. So we're going to start here tonight at Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let's just stop right there. So this is already letting us know that there's a race that we have to run, and it's already set before us. So everybody has their race. Amen. There may be some things that I can do that you can't do. And there may be some things you can do that I can't do. But guess what? Everybody has to run their race. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. God has a way of working through very ordinary and very unlikely people. He can save and use anyone who is available to him. Amen. It's just obvious. I'm looking at some very powerful people. We're talking about running with the giants. You might not know it, but I'm looking at a lot of giants. We're looking at giants tonight. I don't know what your race is. I don't know what your story is. But guess what? If you endure it to the end, you will be rewarded. Now let's go to Psalms 139. Set this up right good for you. At verse 1 and 2. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Now let's look at verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy prison? Verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. My God, my God. So that lets me know you can be low, you can be high. God is always going to be there. And when I read that, I thought about Jonah, not getting sidetracked, but Jonah, he wanted to do it his way. But even at that, guess who was still there? God was still there. While he was in the belly of the whale, he was still there. I don't know tonight who I'm talking to. Maybe you may be in the belly. You feel like you're in somebody's belly. But I want you to know God is still there. And all you got to do is call on his name, and he will bring you out. But the verse I really want is verse 14. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Man, if we could just get our mind around that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. That we already is already set up to be winners. We already set up to have faith that will surpass anything that comes our way. Now we're going to be talking about tonight. Let me read this in Hebrews 11 and 31. It says that by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. Now the Jews finally entered into the promised land of Canaan after wandering 40 years in the desert. Moses has died, and they was now led by Joshua, a mighty warrior. Joshua secretly sent two spies to scout out the fortress city of Jericho. Two spies. And you have to realize that tonight we're still running with the giants. I don't care what your story is, you're still running. And all you got to do is just finish your story. And tonight, the word Rahab don't mean a lot to you maybe right now. But look, it says here that by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them. She had done some bad stuff. Sometimes we look at our past and we take our past to be, I can't go no further. Well, I haven't been married and I got 4 children and it just don't look good for me. And this sickness is just taking me over and it just don't look good for me. But tonight here we're looking at someone that had faith. And Pastor said on Sunday, if Joseph could come out in the stands, and tonight I believe Rahab can come out in the stands and stand just as bold, even in her situation and things she's been through, in boldness, she can come up beside you and say, come on, you can do this. Come on, look at me. I made it. So you have to make it up in your mind that this is my story, and I'm going to finish my story. This is my story. It may not be what you started, what you wanted it to be, but this is your story, and you is the one who got to finish it. And it says here that, and she went from zero, a big goose egg, to a hero, and nothing flat. That's just like telling me, let's go, and we take off, and at zero speed, and then here I am, a hero. Zero. She felt like zero. To a who? Hero. And that's who we are tonight. Truly, this was much more than a rehabilitation. She wasn't reformed or conformed. She was transformed. We already know Romans 12:2 tell us, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. I hope you're getting this tonight. It starts in that mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And an added benefit, she became part of the line of Christ, a great-grandmother of the Messiah. Okay? Listen at this. In Luke 22:32, sometimes we have to set ourselves up for our story. It says that, but I have prayed for thee. This is Jesus talking to Peter, that thy faith fails not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Tonight, Without Limits Christian Center, when thou art converted, you've already been prayed for. We got great leaders that teaches us the word of God. And all we have to do is keep doing it over and over and over. Study the word. Get our confession book. Everything is right here for us, available for us. They are just cheering us on, even now. And here, Jesus told Peter, I have already prayed for you. So his story is, all I got to do is just walk it out. Walk out his story. And we know Peter had a lot of problems, and he went through a lot of oops and bloops just like us. Sometimes we had to put a period and come back later. We can write in our storybook and then go, whew, I got to stop right now. But we have to continue that story. And then the Bible tells us here that Peter, when he was strengthened, if you'll read any story about Peter, you can see where he won in his story. Now we're going to go right here to Joshua 2, where we're talking about Rahab. And going to be started 1-3. It says, then Joshua, the son of Nun, secretly sent 2 spies for Shittim. Go look over the land, he said, especially, somebody say, especially Jericho. Here's a story getting ready to be told. And they're getting ready, whether you know it or not, getting ready to blow it up. But especially at Jericho, while you're writing your story and while you're living out your story, there's going to be a visitation sometime. You may have a period there right now, but I believe God is going to come and rescue you while you're at your period point. So they went and entered the house of the prostitute named Rahab. Did y'all know she was a prostitute? And stayed there. And verse 2 said, the king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites has come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent the messengers to Rahab's house. Bring out the men who came to you and into your house, that entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. Actually, she was not searching for them, but they were searching for her. That's what I'm telling you tonight. You need to live out your story, because you don't know while you're on your journey in your story who's going to search you out. Somebody say, God got a plan. Let God write your story. In John 15 and 16, the Bible tells us, ye have not chosen me. That's the beginning right there. But I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now we're going to verse 11, and it says this of Joshua. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now she says, now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them. All to belong to me, and that you will save us from death. Rahab was writing her story, even in her mess. She said, look, I'm going to do this for you, but look, I want you to do a little something for me now. And this is what I want you to do, and that's how it's going to be in our story. All we got to do is just start, and he's going to do the finishing. And when you start, things are going to come along. People's going to be set in place to help you. And that's what's happening here in Rahab's story. Rahab's story was, she had a wall that was built in that city. And that wall was set up just right where she can see the men's coming and see them going. When they was coming, she had a certain outfit she would put on for them. And she was an innkeeper. So somebody told me she had a bed and breakfast. So, come on now. Look, this is Rahab's story. This is the way I see it. She had her bread and breakfast. And honey, sometimes you got to be careful when you're feeding people, because you can woo them right on in. So, by trade, she made her money. She got her money. But these men sought her out. Think about that. They sought her place out. And all the places, they came to her. And while they was there, she told them, make me a promise. If I help you, you help me. And guess what? Rahab did not only think about herself, she thought about her whole family. So that lets me know, when we are on in our story and we're living this life of God, it's not just about us. Our children coming behind us will get to see. I'm going to take a pause break right here. I don't know if anybody's seen this but me, but I'm not on Facebook all the time, but I was on Facebook, and there was this little child. Bless me so good. She had her rag, and she was just a shout, and she would wipe her face. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And she would wipe her face. And this was, I know this child went over 5 years old, but she had been to church enough that she had seen how it was done. And she was at home with her little sister or brother in a walker, and she was just getting down. She was getting down. And I said, look at God. That baby's story's already started. She's already started her story. Nobody ain't going to have to tell her when she get to church, come on, praise him. Come on, because she was had got her a piece of napkin and wiping herself and laid down. And, and wipe herself again. Then she go back to shouting. Nobody ain't seen that but me. I said, look at this. That was good to me. All right, back to the lesson. But I'm just saying, everybody got a story. And she blessed me with her story. Don't know her. Maybe send her an offering, but I don't know her. But look, number one, let God write your story. Number two, God always makes a way for us to be in his story. When we give our life to God, we're not our own anymore. We become part of him. Now look at verse 17. Now the men had said to her, this oath you made us swear we would not bind on us, would not be binding on us, unless we entered the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. And unless you have brought your father and mother, your brother, and all your family into the house, I'm telling you now, we can do this, but everybody got to be in place. This is her story. Everybody has to be here. If any of them go outside your house into the street, their blood will be on their own hand. And can you imagine? I said, you know what? I think we need to have an all-night prayer meeting. We're gonna lock the doors. We're going to stay here all night. Somebody be ready to get up out of here. But she had to let her family know the story. Look, y'all, I made a deal with these guys, and this is what got to happen. And then verse 20 said, but if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. And 21 said, agreed. She replied, let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied that scarlet cord in the window. Scarlet, and to me, I believe a scarlet cord was a sign of the blood. Ain't there a song that said, when I plead the blood. Because, see, it didn't happen the next day that they come in. By the way, we are talking about Rahab, and we all got Joshua in here, so that means the walls come crumbling down. So Joshua had a job to do, and Joshua sent these spies to spy out the land, but this woman decided she wants to be spared in her family. And I believe while she was waiting, she did what she was told to do. But I believe day and night she walked through the house. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. God is going to rescue me. I plead the blood. She wasn't sitting around saying, you know what? I messed up. I had somebody, a husband last week. No. She went on with her story. She went on with that story, and if she came out the stand, she would tell you, baby, you can win with the hand you've been dealt. That's what she'd be telling you today. She'll look at you coming up beside you, baby, you can win with that hand. Because she's basically saying, if I can do it, you can do it. And the third point is, God's story always has a redemptive end. Always has a redemptive end. And in I don't want to really do it, but we're going to look at Matthew, and we're going to put it up, Matthew chapter 1, and I want y'all to help me with this, because I got a point, but, Judah, the father of Perez, and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez, the father of Hezron, and that, the father of Ram. Thank you. Very good, class. I said that to tell you this, that when we're in this journey and when we write our story, there's other people that comes before us or behind us. And here we're talking about the redemptive end, and Tamar is a part of this lineage. Then in verse 5, Simon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. So look, Rahab is writing her story, and here she is in the redemptive end. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. We know about Ruth. She's in the redemptive end. Obed, the father of Jesse, in verse 6, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. There was four great-grandmothers in there. God would forgive the darkest sin. Listen, Tamar, I brought that up for a reason. Tamar, God would forgive the darkest sin. You have to go to Genesis 38 to read that story. Rahab, God would use you regardless of your past. Ruth, God would not leave anyone out. Come on now. And Bathsheba, God can heal any situation. Yes, God can turn your story around. He can turn your story around, but you got to keep on moving because the Hall of Faith, they are cheering you on. They are telling you, go ahead, you can do this. The blessings of God, the blessing God gave to Rahab's faith was she deliverance from destruction, a place among God's people, the honor of being in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And Hebrews 4, 14 through 16 in the Message Bible says this. Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let us not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all. All but, somebody say but. No sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. And that's Rahab's story. And I'm finished. Come on and give God a hand of praise tonight. You take that story, you take your story, and you see yourself as you read the scriptures, see yourself how God is going to move in your life through your story. Back to you.
Sorry, Brother Jordan. There I am. Okay. All right. So we're going to go. That was great. We all have our own story, right? And one of the things she said is that we have to run our own race. You know, because it's so easy to kind of look at somebody else who's running beside you. They may be faster. They may be, you know, be going a different path. But at the end of the day, that's their path. That's their story. And she said,